And let's check on Grand Isle and talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And Darryl, have you guys made the call on today or not? It looks like it's been sitting over you now for a couple hours, but maybe not quite as intense as it was.
Yeah, right, Don. I mean, something along the lines of a cow and a flat rock comes to mind since about 3 o'clock this morning. But no, we've got we're actually doing more shrimp trawl trips this morning. So we're just kind of waiting to see if it passes. We're hoping 7:30, 8 o'clock. From the looks of it, it might give us a little bit of a break. That way, we can go out there and see if we can't get these people on the water for a little while and, you know, going to give that a try. But, I mean, other than that, the fishing has been, the weather hasn't really been conducive all week long to doing a lot of fishing. But even going up there and having to hide in the marsh, everybody that's been up there and braving it has been coming back with very respectable boxes of fish. I mean, it's obvious that in our area, at least, the transition has started because there's plenty of good fish up in the marsh still.
Yeah, well, y'all get that transition start. You get to jump on it as opposed to other areas in the state. It's always a little earlier there. Anybody make any trips to our new reef, the Raisin Cane's Reef that we talked about?
Not that I'm aware of, Don. You've had very few moments of calm to where you'd want to be in open water, and usually those moments of calm come, you get those hard 30, 40-mile-an-hour gusts of winds ahead of those squalls that move in. And then once the leading edge of that squall passes and it's pouring down rain, it's dead calm. But, not a whole lot of people want to be sitting there when you got an inch an hour coming down, which is what some of these have been having. They just haven't been lasting long, thank God.
Right. How did things go for you yesterday? I mean, last week you were working the Ride the Bull catch boat.
We did very well. I was actually working for the redfish stocking program. I think we brought back 17. Mm-hmm. I think their final count was 17 bull reds that we harvested, two head to the Mississippi, to the Ocean Springs, or wherever it is over there. Of those 17, I think they picked they picked six or eight of the healthiest ones, and those are the ones that made the trip over there to make us some babies.
Yep, we're going to be going over there and documenting that when they get them all settled into their permanent spawning tanks. The tournament it was kind of rough, huh?
Oh, yeah. Wind bounced up to about 30 miles an hour in the middle of it. They had a screaming outgoing tide the entire time. I think they sunk probably and even though it's hard to do, those little plastic carts are hard to sink, but I think they ended up like a dozen people they having to rescue out of the water, just trying to anchor up in that real, real hard current with a wind pushing it also, and, they'd get in trouble and flip it or whatever. And, man, look, some of these things, I saw some of these jacks that had, twin screens on it. It had to be 9 to 12-inch screens on it. And I'm like, man, it would hurt to dunk that thing in that salt water.
Mm-hmm. Well, a good thing about a kayak is it's hard to sink them. They'll turn and flip, but as far as going to the bottom, that doesn't happen that often, thank God. Yeah, well,
right. They got rough. I think they called it off about 10:30 or so when, it just got to where it was too rough. The people that had the wherewithal, I think they were probably down to about 75 that were still out there. The rest of them had all retreated back to the marinas. So I think about 10:30 or so, they went ahead and blew it off for unsafe conditions.
Yeah, well, nobody got seriously hurt. That was good. And you collected the redfish for the spawn, so that was good. And a lot of people, I'm sure, had some fun, even though they might have got a little bit of a dunking. Well, Darryl, what's going to be the plan from here on out if we get this weather system out of here? What would be the first spot you'd head?
Well, Don, I think right now, I think after yesterday's rain, which was pretty much all day long and all, I think it's going to be, you got to start over and you just got to go experiment. We got to find out, when you've got places like Golden Meadow and those places that are inside of levees and they have pumps, you got to see how much of this rain caused their pumps to activate and what it's going to muddy up. So I think it's going to be a little bit of exploratory, but I think I'd probably be headed up toward, that Hackberry Bay area. Hackberry Bay, Bassa, and those areas, and start looking there. If it calms down enough, I mean, those fish are ripe to be right on Hotel Cid. Those kind of areas are all going to be very nice. And, I mean, as of last week when we had those north winds, there was still a lot of fish on the beach. So there's fish everywhere. You just got to get the right conditions to go find them and then adjust to what the conditions are that you do have.
All right, you can find him on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, his website, which is RealScreamers.com. Give him the telephone number, Dal, if they want to give you a call.
Sure, they can call 225-937-6288.
Very good. Hope you get your trip in this weekend, Dal.
Oh, yeah. Y'all have a good day, Don. Y'all stay dry.
Thank you. Captain Darrell Carpenter, RealScreamers.com.